made. What does it look like to live in that world now? And that's where we face a problem, isn't it? Because all that we've just described and read about in Revelation is not our day-to-day experience. Let's be honest. Even if we haven't just had a global pandemic, we'd still be saying, this is not what our world looks like. And our question today that we're going to move on to think about later is really, can it be our experience? What does it look like for us to live in that world now? But I'm going to leave you with that question, and Alan's going to help us to answer it later on. So.
Well, we've had a vision on Revelation 4 of what is soon to happen. What a vision. But the question that we've got is, well, is that really our experience now? Because we've got a glimpse into the future of what is to happen with the authorities and the powers worshipping God. And we've seen why. Because he's the creator. Verse 11 said it there. For you, this is to God, created all things. And by your will they were created and have their being. Everything exists because of God. And so that's the reason he is to be worshipped. But we're going to explore this a little bit more with two simple questions related to these truths. The first is, why isn't it a wonderful world now? And then secondly, how can I be part of this wonderful world? And children, I'm going to need your help, because whenever I do say a question, you've got an action to do. So the first question is this. Why isn't it a wonderful world now? You do that. All right, an adult's great participation. Love it. So firstly, we're going to look at this. Why isn't it a wonderful world now? And the answer is simply this. The reason is because God isn't worshipped. He isn't treated as the king on the top throne, the boss, respected. And from the very start of the Bible, from Genesis through each part of the book to now and throughout history, we see God is not worshipped. He is not put on the top throne and treated as the top throne, as who he is, the one who created all things. Humans have said, no. We want to be on the top throne. We want to be bosses. We want to be the kings of all of this world. And as a result of that, bad things have happened. It is not a wonderful world. So the world now isn't a wonderful world because God is not worshipped like this. And so there's wars in the world. You see that on the news within Afghanistan, the lack of peace. And 20 years ago with 9/11 and all of the pain and war that has come from that. And the world today is no more peaceful and no more wonderful. And there's conflicts and there's wars within families, within workplaces. There's wars. There's famines. And Oxfam reported that there are 10 million people in extreme famine in the likes of Nigeria and the Sudan, Somalia and Yemen. There's wars, there's famine, there's COVID throughout the world, and there is death. This is not a wonderful world. But that is why Jesus came into the world, died on a cross, rose again, and is reigning on the throne to create a new world. And Revelation 4, 10 and 11 gives us a snapshot of that, where God will be worshipped fully. And by Jesus dying on that cross, rising again, humans who did not worship God like they should could be brought into this new world, forgiven, all because of what Jesus did. So that's our first question. I'm giving you the little heads up that the question's coming. Why isn't the world wonderful now? The answer, because people didn't worship God. So Jesus came in to create a new world. That leads us to our second question. Now here's the action. Well, I'll give you the question. How can I be part of this wonderful world? And you do the action of taking an imaginary crown and placing it down. So there, you practice the action. Lovely. Here it is. How can I be part of this wonderful world? A person, whatever your age, can be brought into this wonderful world that we're getting a glimpse of in Revelation 4 by laying down your crown. The crown is the symbol of authority and power, and we all have our crown and our authority. If you want to be part of this wonderful world that will fully come when Jesus returns for the second time, you lay down your crown. You say, I'm sorry. I've tried to be king of my own life. I've tried to be number one. And I'm sorry. And thank you to Jesus that I can be forgiven and I can be brought into this place. Laying down your crown. But know also this. If you don't do that, Revelation talks about another place, another future, another destination of destruction. And so if you want to be part of this wonderful world that we get a glimpse of in Revelation 4, a person lays down their crown, the authority of their life, and says, I'm sorry, thank you that Jesus died on the cross, and you can be part of this. And maybe that might be you this morning. You haven't really got what Christianity is all about. Well, it's just about saying I'm sorry and laying down your crown. Coming to Jesus and worshipping God. Placing Him as number one in your life. But for the Christian, there is still a challenge each day. A temptation. To put other things as number one. To put other things on the top throne of your life. And so I thought I'd give a few examples of where this might be the case. Could we have put sport, I've got a few things. Could we have put sport on the top throne? I love sport. I'm a Man United fan, so you can tell I love sport. I'm also slowly getting into cricket and learning more about cricket. So it's a great and it's a good gift. But when it becomes a religion, a thing that we worship, the thing that our hearts are devoted to, and it is number one on the top throne of our lives, we need to be very worried because a good, good thing like sport has become a God thing. So do you need to lay down that authority this morning and worship God through Jesus afresh? And have that good, good gift in its right place in reference to God. Here's another one. Could we have put education on the top throne? Here's some books. A physics book. I know loads of people could be tempted to love physics and science. Whatever the subject that you love. Well, how do we know that this might be becoming an issue? Well, a good, good thing has become a God thing where everything in our life revolves around education, and education is the great power, the great thing that will provide, the great thing that will protect. And a young person's life and value revolves around that instead of what the scriptures say with God in whom we have life and being. And so when we have this case, a good, good thing has become a God thing. Do we maybe need to lay down a fresh education and worship God? And the last one. Could we have made environmental issues to go on the top throne? The Bible is really, really clear that humanity has a place for stewarding and for caring for our world. But we need to be very careful that a good, good thing does not become a God thing. I saw a recent advertisement, which was, I think, aimed at sort of young people, teenagers. And in fact, what it was essentially saying was this. What are you going to do? Young people, you can save the world. If you do not do this, bad things are going to happen. You have your place. And so what it does is it creates humans as the great saviors and the great sustainers of the future of the world, in effect becoming gods. And so this morning, do we maybe need to turn from that and lay down the crown of the environment and have it in its right place with God on the throne and caring and stewarding for creation underneath that? This is a vision of a wonderful world. And we get a glimpse of it. So we've seen two questions, giving you the little heads up so that we're wide awake. Why isn't it a wonderful world? Well, the reason? Because humanity doesn't worship God, and that's why Jesus came in, to create a new world and to fix things. Secondly, how can I be a part of this wonderful world? By laying down our crowns and putting God on the top throne. And maybe for you that is for the first time. By coming to Jesus and laying down your crown. Or maybe you've been a Christian for many years and there's that daily process of saying, sorry, I want to make God number one. This is a wonderful world that we get a glimpse of that is to come. And when Jesus comes again, it will be finally and fully here. What a wonderful world. And what a wonderful world to be a part of because of Jesus. Let me just pray briefly to give thanks to our God. Creator God, we thank you that we can worship you. Forgive us when we do not put you on the top throne. But thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that we can be brought to this place of worshiping you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.